Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's up, Kenny? Great to have you back.
What I miss?
Missed everything.
I was gone for a week. I missed everything.
I mean, the Indians are like the best team in baseball.
I didn't miss that. I watched the Indians while I was on vacation. I did watch them.
You know, it's very interesting. It's very interesting. They lose two games to the Twins, and it was the sky's falling.
Oh, thank God I wasn't there on that Monday. Oh, Lord.
No, that was not a lot of fun. And
Now, wait. What was the reaction? I want to know what was the reaction.
It was...
On Monday. Was it ugly?
It was Dolan's payroll. Lindor's leaving. They're going to trade. Meanwhile, they shaved another 3.5 games off
the lead.
What are we down to, three?
Three right now.
Yeah. Down to three games. Yeah.
And the Twins have...
Psychos.
How many games against the Yankees here? And then their schedule softens up.
Probably got a couple, yeah. The Indians are taking on Toronto. Oh, God, in Toronto. That place looks like a toilet. The stadium. It just looks like a big blue toilet. Like, I'm sorry, that's just what it looks like. Look, go Google the pictures. Look at the pictures. It looks like there's a lid that should be on top of it. And it looks like you put the Drano or the cleaner in there, the Lysol in there. That's what it looks like. I'm sorry. That's what the stadium looks like.
Do Indians fans?
I'm told that Toronto is a very nice city.
Do Indians fans take over Toronto like Toronto fans were for a while there, coming to our place?
Not as much as they used to be, that's for sure. It's an easy trip. Maybe they do. Maybe they do. Maybe they're hated up there. Maybe like when Indians fans go, oh, here they come. Here comes Cleveland fan. Like we do when Toronto fans come here. But yeah, they're in Toronto for three games, and then obviously things get a little bit difficult because they have Kansas City for what seems like a billion games. And then it all starts up really on next Tuesday, when they take on Houston.
Well, what I said last week, and it will continue to come up, because I think we're all kind of feeling like the Indians are going to catch the Twins.
Yeah.
Which is an amazing thought. Mm-hmm. There's no I mean, if you thought they were going to catch the Twins at the beginning of June, you were just a homer, and to me, you're just being, like, hopeful. Like, hey, well, we have a team in town, and we're going to catch the Twins.
I tried to be hopeful.
Based on anything you saw, you could not have made that assessment.
There was a time I tried to be hopeful, then the bull screamed at me, and then I decided to cave. And then, obviously, we find out what happens when you cave to Adam the bull. Here we are.
But I think now the focus has to shift. It's not just about catching the Twins. Now it's got to be about not only do you catch the Twins, you have to take it the other way. Because that's how hard this is. It's not just catching them. Their schedule is easier the rest of the year than ours.
Going past them.
Now you got to go past them. I read the 13 games. The last 13 games, the Indians could be up four games with 2 weeks left in the season.
And they could still lose.
And you could still lose because their schedule is much different than your schedule.
Look at what they have to go in August. You have the again, starting off the month, even though you'll end the month of July, you have Houston. Then the Angels come to town. Then Texas comes to town. Texas is kind of selling right now. Then Minnesota for four. Boston, New York. Then you get the Mets on the 20th, which I think they've won, four in a row? I think the Mets have won four in a row. So maybe
I beat the Twins.
The Mets aren't as bad as what they should be. They should be a lot better than what they are. So I give the Mets a little bit of credit. They have some talent on that baseball team. So I don't know what the conversation was last week. I'm sure. Monday it just became trading Trevor
it's
Bauer.
Every day, Trevor Bauer.
Every day we do this, and I know, and I'm gonna have to say this a bunch of times. I'm sure. I know they're gonna trade Trevor Bauer, and I think a lot of people know they're gonna trade Trevor Bauer. So they're accepting that, and they're coming up with ideas why it's a good idea. I just don't think you have to trade Trevor Bauer, and I will stand by that principle. Throughout this entire conversation, I don't think you need to trade Trevor Bauer.
There's a difference between have to and makes sense to. And I think it makes sense.
I don't know how much it makes sense. Tell me why it makes sense.
I think it makes a lot of sense.
Okay, tell me why.
I think, first of all, we can't escape the one inevitable thing that's going to continue to haunt fans every time we talk about the Indians. It's that this market size and this payroll and their limitations. That's always going to – we can't diminish that because that's – the only thing our front office thinks about.
Okay, I'm not sure if that has anything to do with the rest of the season, but go ahead.
Oh, I think it does. I definitely think it does. They know that while they've played so well against all these bad teams and even some good teams at the start of June, they really did. And they had some nice series wins against the Twins and the Red Sox and you know, other good teams.
You're qualifying it. Continue.
Well, I'm explaining.
Okay.
You asked me to explain. I'm explaining. Yeah. They know that they have to think about this year and next year, and I think they get better this year in a playoff series by trading Trevor Bauer because they will get a bat in the lineup that they so desperately need. I do not think they can trot this lineup in a playoff series and have anything than, you know, they're a long shot. They're a long shot to win any playoff series with this lineup. You add a bat to it, and all of a sudden, it starts to look different. If guys get hot and guys are playing the right way, while I think their pitching is going to be fine, and I don't even trust Trevor Bauer in a big playoff game. How do you? They've lost seven of his last eight appearances.
Listen, I don't know. Well, if we want to talk about bats, again, I have to put some of that on Francisco Lindor and on Jose Ramirez, do I not? And then with Encarnacion, do I not?
Sure, which is why.
Okay, so I'm going to knock those dinner plates down now.
Sure, but you need another bat because you know that not everybody's going to be hot.
Yeah, I got that. You've told me a million times.
I don't
times.
Think you do.
No, I got it. Trust me.
I don't think you do.
No,
Ken
I do, Anthony.
Welcome
trust me.
Welcome back
I
from
do.
Vacation. I don't think you get it.
I certainly do, and I probably get it more than you because you're telling me market size and payroll.
Why don't you
when
understand
halfway
baseball?
Through the year? We're not talking about the offseason. We're talking about halfway through the year. So the money's already there for him. The money for this season is already there for Trevor Bauer. The future, yeah, you're not going to be able to afford, according to Trevor Bauer, you're not going to be able to afford Trevor Bauer. So I can still trade a player that's up for arbitration going into next year if I really want to.
At a reduced value.
And what I'm telling you right now is that it's nonsensical to me. I'm glad the Padres are the ones who are looking for him. Because I did read that, even though I tried my best to stay away from social media until everybody was telling me about Mraz over on CBS Sports Radio and the Baker Mayfield thing, which again we'll get into, I guess, maybe later. Who the hell knows? But I did read and I did see that the Padres were interested. Well, the Padres do make sense because if you're going to trade him to the Yankees, we're going to trade him to a team we might see in the postseason. Okay.
Which I think a lot of Indians fans would be like, okay, yeah, we'll go up against Trevor Bauer. He's had meltdowns.
Okay, but the Yankees
we don't know how composed he is. He overthinks it.
Yeah, and the Yankees
has not pitched that great in the playoffs.
And again, this is what you start to tell yourself when you know you're going to separate
from
his services.
I said 2 years ago.
Okay, but why would the Yankees just trade for Trevor Bauer? To not win games in the postseason? Is that why they're trading for Trevor?
You don't think teams have different
thoughts? Yes, we would like your garbage. Please,
wait a second.
Send us your garbage.
You think every team has the same evaluation of every player in every sport? Like
you
the
really
Indians,
think that,
the Indians know what they have in Trevor Bauer,
so
and they know.
So you think the Yankees don't know what they have in Trevor Bauer?
I think the Indians have one foot out the door with Trevor Bauer and always have had one foot out the door
I believe
Bauer.
That's true. I absolutely believe that's true. And I'm telling you, I don't think it needs to be that way. And I'm also telling you that I know you're giving me the whole offensive argument, but if you're telling me that Adam Plutko is a real reason why I would trade him, I think you're sorely mistaken. Now, you can give me Clevenger, you can give me Bieber,
starters
you can give me a couple of the other guys.
Then.
Well, yeah, I would like good pitching. I still would like good pitching.
How many starters do you need? They're getting two of them back. They're getting Kluber. They're getting Danny Salazar and Carrasco, who knows.
What
not
tells
to
you?
Jeffrey Rodriguez.
You're giving me Danny Salazar, who hasn't pitched in over a year, as an argument.
I'm not saying.
In the postseason.
I think Trevor Bauer is as big
mark
a
mark that for the record,
and mark it for the record
you.
That
thank
I think
you.
Bauer
yeah,
is
the guy
just as big of a question mark.
Who will be back with the Cleveland Indians like he was like Robin Williams in Jumanji all of a sudden, which I've used that line before, but look at the guy. So he's obviously returning like Alan Parrish from the board game, and you're giving me Danny Salazar as a reason that this is a great
but
argument.
But you trust Trevor Bauer.
Over Danny Salazar.
Just in general.
I got the hands and the palms, sir.
You can do it all you want, but
wow.
I still think if you were facing Trevor Bauer in a playoff series, this fan base would feel more confident. They would.
Would you feel...
Over you know, call out another name.
Okay, Trevor Bauer with the Houston Astros, which would be weird with the whole Garrett Cole thing.
Yes,
Trevor Bauer and the Houston Astros versus Shane Bieber. Game one,
I bet fans,
ALDS.
They put a poll up. I guarantee Indians fans would feel confident. Now, should they?
Because Shane Bieber plays for the Indians. Of course they would feel confident.
Well, right now Trevor Bauer plays for the Indians. So I we're able to evaluate things, Ken.
All right.
You can hem and haw and style you want.
It wouldn't be game two. He wouldn't be the first starter. Okay, so...
Well, you might not be able to time it up if you have a wild card.
So,
you don't know who it
would
be.
Well, it would be game three. Say it would be Trevor Bauer versus... Would it be Plutko? Owen, no. Whisper some names
Plutko,
in my ear.
Plutko? Plutko's not going to start in a playoff game.
Plesak?
You have five guys ahead of Plutko that would start in a playoff
Zach Plesak. Boy.
Hey, what? He'll pick you off.
Zach Plesak.
Don't get caught sleeping
don't
at first.
Don't go to first base because you're out.
I think Les Levine told me his plan of attack going forward should just be walk every batter.
And then pick him,
and then pick him off.
Trevor Bauer versus Zach Plesak. Game three. ALDS. And that's after a 1-1. So I'm just, hey, you know, I just don't think it's as cut and dry. I think people are automatically going to agree with you because, like you said, the Indians have one foot out the door. I think it's just assumed that he's going to be traded by this trade deadline, and that's going to be the end of it. So I think a lot of people are just going, yeah, he's gone, and we'll move on, and that's it. But I think that when you really put together the
here's Angelo,
the consequences of that, I don't think
that's
really
great. Angelo says it perfectly. The Indians need long-term solutions for outfield, second base, and shortstop, maybe down the road. A Bauer trade can make that happen now when he's the last person I'd want there in a playoff series.
That's crazy.
That's
absolutely crazy.
I felt that way about Bauer for like 3 years. This isn't new. I'm not saying this because we're going to trade him. I've never felt comfortable with him ever.
I mean, he has been good in the postseason. My God.
There was a point 2 years
ago. And you gave me Corey Kluber as an argument. Go ask fans what they thought of Corey Kluber after last postseason. Please. He broke his arm. He's going to throw a bullpen on Wednesday. That inspires confidence.
Everybody now is saying he'll be fresh. He'll be fresh.
Okay. You believe it because you're a fan. I'm trying to look at it through honesty. I can't believe I'm the one trying to look at it through honesty here. And I just don't know how we're going to dance this dance of, well, we're going to trade away Trevor Bauer because he's our best pitcher that we have to be able to trade, but we're still going to be able to compete this year, you see. I don't know how that...
Well, compete
that,
in
that
what way?
That is a very compete difficult thing to do. Well, obviously, if you're going to be a team that could win the division, you're going to have to go to the postseason. Are you not?
Look,
so
with or without Trevor Bauer,
go in without him.
With or without him, they are going to be massive underdogs. That's just a fact.
Okay, great.
They are going to be a huge long shot to do any damage whatsoever in the playoffs with or without him. The Indians know that. And I don't think the Indians trust Trevor Bauer all that much in a playoff series anyway. So almost every argument comes up that makes sense for this team, not only short-term, but long-term to trade him. And that's probably why it's going to happen. And when you heard Mike Chernoff in that conversation with Zach Meisel, he said, we get better as we get younger every time.
I'm not arguing that they're going to trade him. I know they're going to trade
him. By the deadline? Or?
Oh, I think they're going to trade him by the deadline. Yeah. Yeah, I think they're going to. But the way I see it and every single reasoning you've given me, it basically tells me that if you're trading away Trevor Bauer, I think it makes you feel like just winning the division is enough. Which, when we asked that question before the season, nobody said that that was enough. Nobody said that was enough. And here we are, you're three games out and we're making a big run, and I think a lot of people are going, okay, winning the division would just be enough. If we could trade Trevor Bauer, we could be good for the future because I don't think anybody out there that they have a shot against the Astros or the Yankees or the Rays or the Red Sox. I don't think anybody out there really thinks that they have a shot. So let's just trade Trevor Bauer, get ready for the long term, and we'll be happy with the division win and we'll move on from there. I think that's the way a lot of people are looking at this.
That's when you cut payroll the way you did in the offseason, if you had crazy expectations for the team, that's on you. I didn't have crazy
expectations for the team. I mean, I wanted the team to be better. I didn't want the team to slam the window shut. I didn't think that was an expectation. I didn't expect the Twins to start out as well as they have. They've regressed a little bit. The Indians have certainly got better. Guys have hit a lot better. Tyler Naquin, who you know how I felt about him at the beginning of the year, he's obviously played very well for them. So there have been some surprises in there.
Sure.
But when you give me trading Trevor Bauer and then Danny Salazar as part of that argument, sir, surely you jest.
No. I don't understand what your argument is to not trade him when you understand this team needs a bat, they desperately need it, they need answers at certain positions for the long term, and there's no way that they will do that in free agency. The only way
You're not going to tell me with a straight face that you're going to be able to contend in the future during this season with a guy like Danny Salazar. You can't do that.
I'm telling you that with Trevor Bauer, they probably don't have much of a chance.
Okay, we're three games out.
Do you want your team to be delusional?
What you're telling me...
Do you want the Indians to be delusional?
No, I'm not being delusional. But
I think
you're being delusional when you're telling me that when you're still also on the other side. So you're saying two things at once. You're telling me that there's delusion there with competing, where, again, you're going to be in the postseason, and so you'll lose, and you might get embarrassed in the postseason, but at least we have all this haul, and I'm supposed to think that everybody's just going to be fine and dandy if they lose a postseason series again, or perhaps get swept again. I don't think that's going to happen whatsoever. I think you're going to have some angry fans at the end of the year there.
Do you want them to just be all in this year and buy, and sell prospects?
I know that that's not realistic.
Well, no, but what do you want?
And I didn't say that. I did not say that.
Well, tell me what you want.
I don't want to trade Trevor Bauer until the end of the year. That's what I don't want to happen.
And
yes.
So you just won't get much. You won't get as much for him the minute you do it after the deadline.
Okay,
the
but
minute
who,
you do that,
who am
you know
I gonna,
that.
Who am I going to trade him for right now? Because I got to get something back. And you're telling me I'm not going to get as much. I don't know if that's absolutely true, especially trading him to a team that might be able to trade have arbitration with him. How's that totally true?
Because instead of
I wonder if I can get more from the New York Yankees than I can the Padres. I bet I could.
Because a team's only getting him for one playoff run as opposed to two, valuable.
All right, fine. Should they trade Trevor Bauer? 216-578-0092. It's Ken Carmen with Anthony Lima. What a welcome back on The Fan. I know that people are going to agree with you about Trevor Bauer, by the way. I think fans have already accepted it. To them, they're already foot out the door. They hear the rumors. They see it, and they go, okay, we'll move on. I'm telling you, I know how that works. I just don't think that it's a necessity to either compete, quote-unquote, or, I mean, for the future, yeah. If you're building for the future, obviously, yeah, you want to trade him, go ahead and trade him. But if we're talking about competing this year, I don't think that you're going to get anybody of any strong reputation that you're going to be able to build on in the postseason this year. You're going to be able to count on, not build on, but count on for the postseason this year. I think you probably get that same prospect coming up this offseason in arbitration, or when you trade him before arbitration if you want to.
I guess where we disagree, I think his value definitely goes down if a team only gets him for one series anyway. But, I mean, for one, you know, season, one playoff season. I think his value goes down a little bit, and the Indians are not in the business of getting anything less than the most value they possibly can at all times. That's just part of what they have to think about.
I also think he's hurt his own value because of what he said publicly, that he's not going to sign long-term deals. I think that it doesn't matter if the Yankees are going to pay him $200-some-odd million or the Indians are going to pay him $15 million. You want guys to be under your control for a long time. And I think that probably irks a lot of teams where a guy is openly saying, hey, I'm only going to sign one-year deals. I'm going to sign for max money because I want to make sure that I'm on a competitive team, but for 1 year or maybe 2 year deals, I'm not going to sign long term. Now, I wonder what it's going to be like when it comes to push comes to shove about that with Trevor Bauer, with some of these teams he might pitch for in the future. But I think he has hurt his own market value, because even a team like the Yankees or certainly the Houston Astros haven't built this by being stupid. Okay, we're going to give you all these prospects for a guy who could just leave us. Like, we want long-term control over this guy, and I think that hurts it as well. Let me get to Cool Ray in Bedford. 216-578-0092. You're first up on The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Morning, Ray.
Now, I've been hearing this talk about trading Bauer, and I'm going to say I think the Indians should trade him for several reasons, and I'm going to get to him real quick. One, first, I just don't think the Indians, if you're willing to trade him at the end of the season, you trade him now where his market value is higher. You get more form. You might get a great up-and-coming bat. Not saying a prospect or a farm system guy. I'm just saying somebody who's been in the league 1 or 2 years, a guy who is on a team that feels like he can go somewhere else. You know what I'm saying? So do that. But I think what you just hit it, I think Trevor Bauer looks at himself as an elite pitcher, and he's not an elite pitcher. Like, a person who comes out and says, I'm only going to sign a one-year deal, that reminds me of maybe a LeBron James, the best in the game. You know, maybe he was a Roger Clemens, or, you know, if he was the best in his generation, maybe you'll get away with that. But he's not. He's a guy who's going to come out, give you maybe 4 or 5 good games, and then he's going to be an average pitcher the rest of the season out. His ERA is always going to be over 3, for the most part, averaging out. He's an average pitcher, but I think the biggest question is, if they do trade Bauer, will they be any worse? Like, it's not if they're going to get better, it's that will they get any worse? Can you make these deals and still compete? But you're looking to compete for a championship, not just get into a playoff game or one series playoff game or in the playoffs.
But that's why I disagree. I think that the guy, and Ray, thank you very much for the call. I think he's a veteran. I'm more apt to believe him than I am to believe really any one of the other guys that I could actually use right now in a postseason. You give me Clevenger, you give me Salazar of all people, but let's stick to it with Kluber. Kluber had a broken arm. We'll see what we can get from him. I know that he's, what, throwing a bullpen on Wednesday, if I'm not mistaken, again, as he goes on the road with the Indians. So we'll see what he get from him. But obviously, even when he was healthy, or whatever, we don't know or do know about his health going into last year's postseason or the postseason before. He has struggled in the postseason over the last couple of years. Trevor Bauer is a guy who I trust more than some of the other ones. And basically, what I think a lot of people are admitting to me is that if you trade Trevor Bauer, you're fine with it, but also you're fine with just winning the division, which I don't think is going to be your answer in October if they get swept by one of these other teams.
I guess I don't understand that argument, because I think that we all will want them to win the division. I think adding a bat to the lineup every day gives them a better chance to win the division and a better chance in a playoff series. You disagree. You think that losing Bauer, you know, would be something that would hurt them.
I'm going to have a guy who could go six innings in the postseason, as opposed to a guy who might be a pretty good hitter, but obviously, as we've seen in the past, can go cold, immediately cold, in the postseason. Now, that's a fictitious person, because I don't know who that is, but as we've seen from just the examples, the guys who we've counted on in the past have gone cold. Now, if they heat up, it changes a lot of things, obviously, but these are a lot of ifs. What I'm dealing with Trevor Bauer is a guy who's proven, and yeah, there's been some times there's been some poop out there, but he's proven that he's been a pretty decent pitcher that I can count on, certainly more than even Corey Kluber, who has been your ace.
Yeah, I don't know that Bauer's proven that in the playoffs. I don't.
I think he's proven it more than any of the other guys. Hasn't he? He hasn't proven it more than any one of the others?
I just think if you were to poll the fans.
Shane Bieber's had a good outing.
And you're
before,
right. Now, people will have some bias here, because if they've also mentally checked out of Bauer.
And that's
right.
What I think is
happening.
But
I think if you would ask fans a month ago, 2 months ago, before all this debate popped up and every baseball pundit around the league thinks he's going to get traded, I think if you would have asked him, do you trust him in a big game? I do not think they would have. I think the majority would have said no.
Over who in your rotation?
No, just that. Do you trust Trevor Bauer in a big game?
But I don't think that's a reason to trade him, because I have to have another guy.
Well, no, the reason to trade him is you're going to add a bat to the lineup. You're going to add a player that you wouldn't have been able to pay for next year in free agency. They're not going to spend money in free agency.
That bat has to make up a ton for what Trevor Bauer can give you. Because again,
I think they're getting more than just a bat,
too. Five, 6 innings in the postseason, the amount of innings go down. But a guy who can give you 5-6 innings in the postseason changes a lot of things to a guy who might come up.
I think they have a bunch of guys who can do that.
8 times in a postseason. That might be it. Or if it's a play-in game, he might come up 3 or 4.
But you're still trying to catch the Twins, and
that's,
you know, and I think you can do that with a bat in the lineup every day.
And more than likely, if I win the division, then yeah, I get those 3 games, and it becomes 12 times, hopefully, in the division. Or maybe 8, because you're hoping to sweep in that first series. 216-578-0092. All right, we got people in. We'll try to get to some of them. And coming up 8:25 today, James Rapine going to join us, Indians beat reporter, 92.3 The Fan, 92.3thefan.com. A big issue with him today, because Francisco Lindor spoke yesterday. We dive into that at 7, because Francisco says it's time to extend the nets. All right, I'm looking at some of the tweets here. We got a lot of people in on this. We'll get the Lima likes here in a moment. Michael D. Butler, Ken, with or without Bauer, you're not getting by New York, Houston, Boston, or Tampa. You have to improve your team going forward, especially knowing we're going to lose Bauer soon. His value is at its highest. Now is the time. All right, that's a perfectly fair standpoint to have. You better not be upset if they go out and they get swept in the postseason by one of these teams. So to me, that's like, okay, just raise the banner for the division. We're happy we won the division. Hey, at least we won something, and we're getting ready for 2020 and 2021. I mean, fine.
That happened
if that's your outlook,
with
go ahead.
Trevor Bauer and with even
but
better
that
hitters.
Wasn't their outlook. That wasn't their outlook. You have to differentiate the outlook. Last year, it was still supposed to be, we're supposed to be all in. We're supposed to be trying to win the World Series. That was the way it was supposed to be. If you have the outlook of, hey, we got to get something back. This team isn't going to be as good as these other teams, so let's just get something back. Okay, that's fine. Just don't give me a bunch of hell over the Indians and do the Dolan Cheeps thing at the end of October.
I think the difference
that's
in
all?
Our, and we'll go to the phones here. I think fine. The difference in our opinions are just that I think they get better by trading Trevor Bauer.
I know you don't agree
with that, but I think they get better.
I think that the other guys are so unproven, I don't know how you can give me a rational argument to tell me that they are going to be so much better in the postseason than Trevor Bauer.
I think he's unproven, too, in big playoff games.
I think that he's been proven to be probably better than what you've had in Corey Kluber, and probably the one guy I could probably count on in the entire postseason as starters. Who can I count on?
I asked the same question about Trevor Bauer, though.
I'm getting the I. I'm not even talking to the eye guy. I'm sorry. You want to get to the phones?
Sure.
Go ahead. Let me get to Matt in North Royalton. Matt, you're first up in the Fan.
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
Morning, Matt.
So I'm with Ken on this one. I don't think that you can trade him at this point in the season. You are playing some really, really good baseball. I think you have a legitimate shot of beating anybody. But the real problem that I have is
Bauer been a part of your good baseball? Has he? I really don't think he has been.
I'll tell you, you got a guy that chews up innings like nobody else in this league, and that's a fact. That guy
he's goes at 120 pitches through five or six innings every time out.
Right. The guy chews up innings, and he never wants to come out of the game. The guy is out there, you know, he's actually been the one guy that's been healthy except for the playoffs.
He's given up five home runs in his last 12 innings.
That's
I don't
fine.
Know what I'm supposed to be impressed
listen,
with.
Listen, hold on. Okay, I agree. So maybe he's not pitching that great, but this is what I'm hearing, and from you, what I'm hearing is, this is the kind of player that I want in return. So I'm hearing, you know, you just don't pull these guys out of a hat.
Well, you're right.
Give me a name.
Right. Yeah, they're not going to give them away. Matt, I agree. They're not just going to give them away. It's not charity.
There's only one player available. The Indians they trade for guys that are typically under contract that they can control at a reasonable price. There's only one guy. And I'll tell you right now, he plays second base. His name's Whit Merrifield. And the thing is, you got a manager who I don't know why, but this guy loves Kipnis, loves him. So I don't know what you're going to do or who you're going to trade him for, but the only guy available is Whit Merrifield that fits. It checks all the boxes that you're looking for.
Doesn't he still have one more year? Does Kipnis
Whit Merrifield
have one
has
more? No, I know. I'm talking about Jason Kipnis. Doesn't Jason Kipnis still have one more year? Because Merrifield also plays the outfield. And so if
he plays everywhere. Like, that's what I mean. Well, yeah, Whit Merrifield plays everywhere.
How old's Whit Merrifield? Isn't he young?
He is young. He's under contract for two, maybe three more years.
Yeah, you see, Matt, I know that everybody wants to trade for him. I just don't know if the Royals are trying to build with some youth. He's 30 years old. My God, where's Whit Merrifield been his entire life? All right, well, he has a couple more years on him. He's not that young.
All I'm saying is give me a name.
Okay. Matt, thank you very much for the call.
Well, here's the good news. The Indians are not going to be in the – and this would be good for Ken – they're not just going to take anyone's offer for Trevor Bauer. I mean, they are going to try to. The only unfortunate thing is he's not pitching all that great.
Judas Priest, Whit Merrifield is 30? I thought that guy was like 25 or 26.
He came up in 2015 or 2016.
My God.
But, yeah, he's 30 years old. I thought he was only 24 or 25.
Yeah, they were actually a competitive ball club, so that's why.
This is fourth
year.
They
won a World Series right before that.
So. All right, you want to take another one or you want to get the Lima Likes?
Sure, take it.
All right, Wing in Olmsted Falls. You're next up on the Fan.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Wing doing well. Go right on
What's
ahead.
What's going on?
Great. Well, I'm Ken, I'm sorry, but I'm on Anthony's side on this one.
That's okay. Boo.
To me, it's a no-brainer if we get the right deal, and that's the big if. There's like you already said it, Ken, we can't beat Houston or Yankees as we stand right now. So we might as well try and get better. And with the right deal, we could get better this year and the future. That's where I'm at.
I think you can.
So go, Anthony. You're right on, Anthony.
What a smart
I don't
individual.
Know if you – I still don't know. First off, Wing, thank you very much for the call. I don't know if you can get better right now. I think you – obviously, you can get better for the future. I just don't want to hear anybody – if they make that trade and you get a young guy who can hit pretty well and prospects – I don't want to hear any belly aching if they go out there and lose to one of these teams in the postseason. Don't tell me that. If you're willing to make that move, then that's what you're getting ready to do. I just don't want to hear any belly aching in the future. Now, I'm perfectly fine with that. Like, hey, we made this move. This is what it's supposed to be. Am I really going to get that hot and bothered? You traded because of the injuries. You traded your best pitcher. Right? Yeah. So because of all that, I traded my best veteran pitcher. I got these young guys. I got these prospects. I'm better in the future. So I think people should go, okay, well, it was a nice season. Maybe we won the division. We get to raise that pennant. All right. And we're ready for 2020 and 2021. I just don't want to take a bunch of calls the day after they lose to the Red Sox and the ALDS. I can't believe that. Okay, well, fine.
But do you know what the calls are going to be like if they don't trade Trevor Bauer and they just go again
listlessly?
They're going
to be very upset because you didn't get anything for Trevor Bauer and you went about it listlessly. I understand that. I understand that fully.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.